I don't know why I write. Why do I write? Well, it sounds good, doesn't it? I am a writer. It suggests status, credibility. It does. It denotes at least some degree of intelligence, implies a freedom from servitude, a frisson of unpredictability. I mean, that's quite a good list, though you might think it's all a bit superficial. Perhaps a more thoughtful answer is that I write from a sense of horror. So not from a love of beauty, wonder or awe, although all these things are often major ingredients of horror. You know, how far might you go with love? How frightening can beauty be? The thing with horror is that it can start early and stay with you, and because of that it needs, I think, constant examination and attempts at an explanation, and writing is how I do it. Hans Christian Andersen's Fairy Tales and the Household Medical Dictionary started me off. The Red Shoes was my favourite gory story, where the talented but vain little girl begs the woodcutter to chop off her feet to rid herself of the beautiful satin slippers. Now that was excitingly macabre, but not true, whereas the medical dictionary was true. It's an adult book, so it has to be true. Now both books had me enthralled with their dubious and illicit delights. My dad had rescued the dictionary from a bookstall fire on Liverpool Street Station in about 1964. It was meant for my mother, and I could tell she had a morbid fascination with it even then, though I wouldn't have called it that, of course. And it was an ugly book, and it smelled horrible, and it looked horrible. It was badly charred, and the paper crackled like old skin. It was filled with words that I didn't understand, and drawings of diseases and conditions that we just don't see anymore. I had to flip through it fast, and, you know, without being caught, and it gave me a sudden and different appreciation of what it might be to be human. A major secret existed, one I hadn't expected then, you know, as a small child, and it was being revealed to me. I wanted to know the worst, and I still do in a way. You know, this is forbidden knowledge, like actual people's bodies you shouldn't look at, let alone speculate about. Now, though, you know, I'm less interested in the sensational, the prurient fascination, and far more interested in past and present perceptions we have of ourselves, the assumptions and attitudes that surround sickness and health and how we treat and think about our bodies. And I know that sounds sensible and ordered, you know, but it isn't. It really isn't. And that's why I write.